Ever wonder what it's like to be like a fly on the wall during a really intense virtual race?
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving into an audio recording that captures just that. A group of friends just battling it out in a racing video game,
Cool.
complete with all the trash talk and drama you'd expect. You know, this
Yeah.
isn't some like polished esports event.
Right.
This is pure, unadulterated friendship and competition.
Love it.
And trust me, things get pretty wild.
Look at that, man.
So what's
Shoot.
so captivating about this recording is the raw emotion.
Yeah. You really feel like you're right there with them.
Totally.
It's like a time capsule of a shared experience.
I like that. A
Yeah.
time capsule of a shared experience.
A glimpse into how games can create these incredibly powerful connections, even when people are miles apart.
So true.
Yeah.
So let's set the scene. We've got four friends,
Okay.
Alex Braille, Dude Peanut, and Preston.
Great names.
All playing a racing game online.
Awesome.
There's several races into a series, and the rivalry is heating up, especially between Preston, who's currently trialing, and Braille Dude's AI driver, Adriani.
I love that there's an AI driver involved.
Yeah. You see, in this game, each player also gets to choose an AI driver to race alongside them,
Oh, cool.
which adds a whole other layer of strategy in a mix.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So it's fascinating how the AI drivers become almost like extensions of the players
Gets
themselves.
all
They
up.
invest in them, boast about their skills,
Yeah.
and even get frustrated with them when they make mistakes. It's like
Roast.
they've created these like virtual teammates.
Is.
And in this case, the AI teammate is stealing the show.
I love it.
The race takes place on a track called Are You There 6,
Okay.
which becomes a bit of an inside joke, as
Excellent.
you'll hear.
Yeah.
And things start off looking good for Preston. He's in the lead.
Great.
But then, like many of us, he gets distracted by his phone,
Oh no.
and that's where everything changes.
Always the phone.
Always the phone.
Right.
This moment of distraction really highlights how, even in a casual setting, focus is crucial.
Oh yeah.
It's a reminder that those seemingly small lapses in attention can have a huge impact on the outcome, whether
Absolutely.
you're racing virtually
Right.
or navigating real-life
Yeah,
challenges.
you gotta stay focused.
So true. We've all been there, right?
Oh,
Checking that notification at
bro.
the worst possible time.
Totally.
But for Preston, this slip up gives Adriani the opening she needs.
Uh-oh.
As she starts catching up, you can hear the friend's commentary shift from playful banter to full-blown panic.
Oh my gosh.
Alex, who's recording the session, starts yelling at his own car, desperately trying to help his AI driver secure the win.
I love this.
You can almost feel the tension through the
That's
audio.
so great.
The stakes might seem low, you know, it's
Yeah.
just a game after all.
Right.
But the emotional investment is real.
Cool.
And that's what makes this so compelling to listen
I
to.
agree.
It's like we're right there in the virtual passenger seat. And get this, it all comes down to a photo finish.
No way.
And Adriani beats Preston by a fraction of a second.
Wow.
The friends' reactions are priceless.
I bet.
A mix of disbelief, elation,
Yeah.
and of course, some good-natured ribbing.
Of course.
The way they erupt in cheers and groans reveals how deeply they're connected to this experience.
Right.
Even though it's mediated through technology,
It's amazing.
it challenges our assumptions about what it means to have a shared
For
experience.
sure.
You know, it's not just about physical proximity, it's about that
Yeah.
emotional synchronicity.
Yeah, they're all on the same wavelength.
Exactly. They're living and breathing this race.
Totally.
And speaking of breathing, there's another element that adds to the authenticity of the recording.
Okay, what's that?
The sound of Alex's very loud computer fan,
Oh, yeah. I bet I can hear it now.
which everyone else can hear through their headsets.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's ironic, isn't it?
Kinda.
Here they are immersed in this high-tech virtual world, and yet they're constantly reminded of the physical limitations of their setup.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a funny reminder that even in the digital age, we're still tethered to the material world.
We are.
It's a great leveler. Right? No
Yeah.
matter how advanced the technology gets,
Yeah.
there's always going to be that one clunky piece of hardware trying to steal the show.
Always something.
But you know what? It also adds to the charm of the recording.
Yeah.
It makes it feel real relatable,
Yeah.
like we're all just hanging out together in a noisy living room.
Exactly.
And that sense of intimacy is amplified in the post-race interviews,
Right.
which we'll dive into in a bit.
Can't wait.
But before we get there, let's unpack something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Those AI drivers,
Yeah.
they're not just mindless programs, are they?
No,
They
there.
become characters in this unfolding drama.
That's so cool.
Oh, absolutely. Especially Adriani. She's
Okay.
become this legendary figure thanks in part to Braille Dude's hilarious commentary. He acts as her manager,
What?
her hype man, even coming up with sponsors for her, like Adriani's dairy product.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
This playful anthropomorphization is so intriguing.
It really is.
It makes me wonder, is he just trying to be funny?
Yeah.
Or is there a deeper psychological need to connect with this virtual entity to give it a personality,
Right.
to give it a story?
It's fascinating.
That's a great question. I think it speaks to how games can tap into our creativity
Yeah.
and our desire to build narratives.
For
You
sure.
know, it's not just about winning or losing, it's about creating this whole world around the game.
Totally.
And in a way, it reflects the human need to find meaning and connection, even in the most unexpected places.
I love that.
Exactly. So, with Adriani's shocking victory, the stage is set for an epic showdown in the upcoming part six of the series.
Okay.
But before we get to those predictions and the nail-biting anticipation,
Yeah.
let's delve into those post-race interviews,
Okay.
because that's where the real fun begins.
Awesome. Yeah. So these post-race interviews, they're like a treasure trove
Yeah.
of insights into the group's dynamics.
Right.
You hear the playful banter, the attempts to save face,
Yeah.
and even some genuine introspection. It's like getting a behind-the-scenes look at how these friendships work.
It really is, and it all starts with Braille Dude interviewing Preston,
Okay.
who, as you might imagine, is not exactly thrilled about losing to an AI.
Like that.
It's fascinating how Preston tries to rationalize the loss,
Yeah.
blaming everything from phone calls to the uncomfortable position of his chair.
Of course.
He's clearly a competitive guy,
Yeah.
even when it's just a casual game with
Yeah, I
friends.
mean, we all have that friend, right? Who
Totally.
just can't stand to lose.
Oh, absolutely. He's grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Anything to avoid admitting that Adriani might actually be a superior driver.
Right.
And you know what's even funnier?
What's that?
Braille Dude is completely egging him on,
Oh no.
playing the role of the smug manager praising Adriani's skills and even attributing human-like qualities to her.
Like what?
Like claiming she was out partying the night before,
Oh my God.
which explains her slightly slower practice times.
That's amazing.
It's a brilliant blend of humor and gamesmanship.
It really is.
You know, he's teasing Preston, sure,
Yeah.
but there's also this underlying affection,
Right.
the sense of camaraderie that shines through.
I love that.
You know, they're pushing each other's buttons,
Yeah.
but it's all in good fun.
Totally.
And you know what adds to the humor?
What's that?
That ever-present whirring of Alex's computer fan.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It becomes a running gag throughout the interviews,
Right.
a constant reminder that even as they're immersed in this virtual world, they're still grounded in reality,
Yeah.
dealing with the quirks of technology.
Exactly.
Speaking of technology, remember how they briefly mentioned ARM processors earlier?
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
For those who aren't familiar, ARM processors are known for their energy efficiency, which is why they're often used in mobile devices, but they're also starting to make their way into laptops and desktops.
Cool.
And that's exciting for gamers because it means potentially longer battery life
Yeah.
and less heat.
That's a big deal.
A gamer's dream come true.
It is.
So basically, they're geeking out about the possibility of playing for hours
Right.
without their laptop sounding like they're about to take off.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's a relatable struggle
For
for
sure.
anyone who's ever experienced the joys of a scorching hot keyboard.
Definitely.
Absolutely. It shows that they're not just casual players. They're genuinely interested in the technical side of gaming,
Right.
always looking for ways to enhance their
Of
experience.
course, always trying to optimize.
But it's not all about tech talk and teasing.
Okay.
The upcoming Part 6 race weighs heavily on their minds, and you can sense the anxiety creeping in.
Right, they've been talking about it this whole time.
Oh, yeah, Part 6 is the big one.
Yeah.
The track is notoriously difficult,
Oh.
filled with hairpins, turns, steep inclines,
Okay.
and a section they ominously call the Devil's Elbow.
Yikes.
Imagine trying to navigate that
Right.
with a finicky controller and an AI teammate who might decide to take a scenic route.
That sounds rough.
No wonder they're nervous.
I'd be nervous too.
The anticipation is palpable.
Definitely.
It makes you think, What is it about this upcoming race that has them so on edge?
Yeah.
Is it the fear of losing?
Right.
The desire to prove themselves? Well, or is it something more, a deeper need to test their skills and push their limits, even in a virtual space?
It's a good question.
It's like they're preparing for a real life competition.
Yeah.
Strategizing about car choices, tire types.
Right.
And how to tackle those treacherous corners.
Gotta think about all that stuff.
And in the midst of all this, Peanut, who's known for his quiet, introspective nature,
mm-hmm.
offers a surprisingly insightful perspective.
Oh, really?
He's the one who seems least concerned with bragging rights.
Yeah.
Or putting on a show.
Right.
Instead, he focuses on self-improvement.
Okay.
Analyzing his mistakes from previous races,
uh-huh.
and expressing a genuine desire to learn and grow as a driver.
That's a great attitude.
He's the silent competitor, the one who lets his actions speak louder than words.
I like that.
But even he gets caught up in the excitement surrounding Adriani's unexpected rise to fame.
Of course, how could you not?
And who wouldn't? Adriani has become a symbol of underdog success.
Yeah.
She's the AI who defied expectations.
Right.
Proving that even in a world dominated by human skill,
uh-huh.
there's room for the unexpected.
I love that.
And Braille. Dude, he's like the proud parent,
yeah.
reveling in Adriani's victory.
I bet.
In his interview with Peanut, he continues to embellish her backstory.
Oh my God.
Claiming she's celebrating her win with a few too many drinks.
What?
And that Preston will have to sober her up before the next race.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But it also reveals something interesting about the psychology of competition.
Okay, what's that?
By attributing human-like qualities to Adriani,
ah.
Braille Dude is not only creating a more engaging narrative.
Yeah.
But also perhaps deflecting some of the pressure from himself.
Right.
He's sharing the responsibility for Adriani's success.
Interesting.
Even though it's ultimately his skill and strategy that led to her victory.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like he's saying, hey, if Adriani crashes and burns in part six.
Right.
It's not entirely my fault she was hungover.
Oh my God.
It's a brilliant way to manage expectations
yeah.
and add another layer of humor to the situation.
For sure.
And let's not forget the sponsorships.
Yeah.
When Peanut asks about Adriani's sponsors,
uh-huh.
Braille Dude throws out these completely absurd brands.
Like what?
Like Maybelline Synthetics and Cookies Fork Factory.
What?
Culminating in the now infamous Preston's Pretzel Factory.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm telling you, Preston's Pretzel Factory needs to be a real thing.
I know, right?
But beyond the humor, there's a subtle critique of how everything, even casual gaming, seems to be getting commercialized these days.
It's true. It's everywhere.
It's a playful way of acknowledging the pervasive nature of branding.
Right.
While simultaneously poking fun at the very idea of sponsoring a virtual driver
yeah.
that doesn't actually exist.
I love it.
But amidst all the jokes and playful boasting,
yeah.
they do get serious when discussing part six.
Okay.
When Peanut asks about Adriani's thoughts on the upcoming race.
Right.
Braille Dude, channeling his inner AI driver,
mm-hmm.
talks about the need for special tires, the importance of braking technique,
okay.
and the overall sense of unease about the unpredictable nature of the track.
Yeah, it sounds like a tough one.
It's a stark contrast to the earlier lightheartedness.
Yeah.
You know, he's thinking strategically, weighing the risks, acknowledging the challenges,
right.
and even expressing a hint of vulnerability.
Oh, wow.
Which makes Adriani seem even more relatable. Even more human.
Yeah.
It's like he's saying even the best drivers get nervous, even virtual ones.
Right.
It humanizes the experience, reminding us that no matter how advanced the technology gets,
yeah.
it's still human emotions that drive our passions and our fears.
Totally.
And as the interviews wrap up, we're left with this lingering sense of anticipation.
I bet.
The stage is set for a dramatic showdown.
Right.
We have rivalries, anxieties,
mm.
and an AI driver who has become a symbol of unpredictable possibility.
This is great.
What more could you ask for?
I know, right? I'm hooked.
It's the perfect setup for the final act of our deep dive.
Okay.
The predictions for part six.
Let's do it.
Buckle up because things are about to get very interesting.
Can't wait.
All right. The moment of truth has arrived. We've heard the trash talk. We've analyzed the strategies. And now it's time to find out, who do these virtual racing enthusiasts think will conquer part six?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine you're gathered around like a digital campfire.
Okay.
The glow of the screens illuminating their faces as they share their predictions for this upcoming showdown.
I love it.
So Braille Dude, unsurprisingly, is brimming with confidence.
I bet.
Predicting another stunning victory for Adriani.
Of course.
He's even gone so far as to say that Adriani is destined for greatness.
Oh, wow.
Which might be a slight exaggeration, but hey, who can blame him for believing in his AI prodigy?
I mean, she is pretty good.
He's become Adriani's biggest fan, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
It's almost like he's living vicariously through her virtual triumphs.
Right.
You know, this raises an interesting question about the nature of identification in gaming.
Okay.
Is it simply about escapism?
Yeah.
Or is there a deeper emotional connection at play? Are we drawn to characters or avatars that embody qualities we admire or aspire to?
That's a good question.
That's a thought-provoking point. Maybe Braille Dude sees a bit of himself in Adriani.
Yeah.
The underdog who defies expectations and comes out on top.
It's a classic story.
It's certainly possible, and it speaks to how games can tap into our subconscious desires and motivations.
For sure.
But what about the other players? How are they feeling about Adriani's dominance?
Yeah, are they intimidated?
Well, Preston, after his initial attempts to downplay Adriani's skill,
right,
seems to have accepted the reality of the situation.
Okay.
He acknowledges that she'll be a tough competitor, even going so far as to say that she's raised the bar for everyone.
So he's learned from her.
This shift in attitude suggests a certain level of respect, even admiration.
I like that.
It's like he's recognizing that even in defeat, there's an opportunity to learn and grow.
Exactly.
It's a sign of maturity for sure. But I wouldn't put it past him to have a few tricks up his sleeve.
Oh, I bet he does.
Maybe a secret tuning strategy or a risky overtaking maneuver that he's been saving for this very race.
Right. You never know.
The element of surprise is always a factor in competition, virtual or otherwise. And speaking of surprises, what about Peanut? He's been relatively quiet throughout this whole saga.
Yeah. He has. What's his prediction?
Peanut Ever, the pragmatist, is focusing on his own performance.
Okay.
He's not making any bold predictions about winning.
Uh-huh.
But he's determined to improve his lap times and avoid making any costly mistakes.
Right.
He's like the quiet storm, the one you might overlook until he suddenly zooms past you on the final lap.
Interesting.
His approach reveals a different kind of competitive spirit.
Yeah.
One that's more introspective and self-driven.
I see that.
It's not about beating others. It's about challenging himself to be better.
Right.
And then there's Alex, our resident commentator.
Yeah.
And the one who almost lost it when his AI driver nearly crashed.
Oh, right. I remember that.
What's his take on part six?
Yeah. What does he think?
Wisely, Alex is choosing to stay neutral.
Makes sense.
He's seen firsthand how unpredictable these races can be.
Yeah.
And he's not about to jinx anyone.
Right.
Least of all himself.
Yeah, that's smart.
He's learned that in this group, anything can happen. And that's what makes this recording so captivating, isn't it?
It really is.
It's a reminder that even in a virtual world, there's room for genuine emotion, unexpected twists, and the kind of camaraderie that can only be forged through shared experiences, even if those experiences involve a lot of trash talk and the occasional malfunctioning computer fan.
That's true. It's the imperfections that make it real.
It challenges our preconceived notions about what it means to connect with others.
Sure.
You know, these friends scattered across different locations have found a way to create a meaningful shared experience through a digital medium. It makes you wonder what other possibilities for connection are we overlooking in this increasingly digital age?
That's a powerful question to ponder.
So as we reach the finish line of this deep dive,
okay,
we invite you to think about your own virtual victories,
right,
the connections you forged online, and the unexpected champions who have inspired you along the way.
I like that.
Perhaps like Adriani, they've taught you that even in the most unexpected of places, greatness can emerge, reminding us that the human spirit in all its complexity and resilience will always find a way to connect, compete, and create no matter the platform.
Beautifully said.